Hello. Welcome to Everyday English. In this program, I would like us to remind ourselves of the tense forms of some irregular verbs in English. These are verb forms we learnt at school, perhaps imperfectly. And our imperfect learning has been following us into adult life.
What forms have you in mind?
I have in mind the past tense forms and past participle forms of some verbs.
For example?
Well, you must have noticed by now that many of your speakers and writers do not pay due attention to the spelling or pronunciation of the past tense and participle forms of the verb begin.
I know the series is begin, began, begun.
Yes. Every regular verb has three such forms. Take a simple verb like kick.
For example, he kicks the ball.
Present tense.
He kicked the ball.
Past tense.
He has kicked the ball.
Perfect tense form. Every regular verb in English has these. That for kick is?
Kick. Kicked. Has kicked.
The perfect tense form is a compound with two parts made up of have and a form grammarians call the past participle.
So the past participle form of kick is kicked?
Yes. Kick, kicked, kicked.
Shall we go back to the verb begin, which you mentioned earlier?
By all means. He begins the work. That's present tense. He began the work. Past. He has begun the work. Perfect.
There is something difficult about this.
I agree. The difficulty lies in the difference between the past form and the participle. The past is began. Began. B-E-G-A-N.
He began the work early.
He began the work earnestly.
The past participle is begun. Begun. Spelt
B-E-G-U-N.
Begun. Note the difference. Began with the letter A and the vowel A. Begun with the letter U, another vowel A. Began.
So, the difficulty with the verb form lies in both its writing and pronunciation.
Yes, the two forms are written differently, but they are also pronounced differently.
I have actually seen the form, "The struggle has just begun," in writing.
You mean the form is written B-E-G-A-N?
Yes, I have too. And it is in a serious advertisement. The perfect form in the said advertisement is written as
begun instead of begun, B-E-G-U-N. A very grave error. There must be several verbs like begin in the way their forms are related.
You mean?
I mean verbs like swim.
Yes.
And ring.
Yes. Swim, ring.
Let's take swim first.
Swim, swam, swum.
He swims well.
Present habitual.
He swam a kilometer.
Past. He swam, spelt
S-W-A-M.
Pronounced swam. And the perfect?
She has swum a kilometer already.
She has swum a kilometer already. Swum, spelt?
S-W-U-M.
Swam. Swim, swam, swam. Like begin, began, begun.
And like ring, rang, rung.
The bell rings at a quarter past.
Ring, present.
It rang at 10 to the hour this morning.
Past, rang, spelt R-A-N-G.
The bell has just rung.
The bell has just rung, R-U-N-G. Ring, rang, rung. Swim, swam, swum.
Begin, begun, begun.
Does sing belong to the group?
Yes.
Sing, sang, sung.
Sang is S-A-N-G. Basang is S-U-N-G. Another word in the group is drink.
Drink. Drank. Drunk.
He drank all the beer.
It's not surprising he has drunk it all.
I have heard the word drunken. Have you any comment on that?
Yes. There's a word like that.
Isn't it the perfect form of drink? Say, he has drunken it?
Oh, no. That form occurred as a participle several years ago. Let's spend a few minutes on the word drunken. Let's begin with the word drink.
Drink is a verb. Drink, drank, drunk.
Yes. But it's also a noun. For example, we say,
she has had four drinks already.
She's had four drinks already.
That's enough for now. You don't want him to get drunk.
Drinks is a noun here. It means alcoholic beverages. But drink need not be alcoholic. For example, in this short exchange,
I'm very thirsty.
A drink?
Yes. Water, Pepsi or juice.
But before we go to drunken, let's remind ourselves that drunk, in addition to being the participle form of drink, can be used as an adjective. That's all there's time for. We continue with the verb drink tomorrow. In the meantime, have a good day and cheers.